In this episode, you'll discover six super fast ways to instantly snap out of grumpy husband mode and put on your Superman cape instead. So welcome in, heroic husbands, to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. The three specific benefits you are going to gain by listening to the end of this episode are: number one, you'll have a simple list of low to high energy mood boosters to help you feel way better in married life situations. Doesn't matter what the situation. Number two, you'll master the message your body is transmitting, thus radically up-level the quality of the response you evoke from your wife and kids. Number three, you'll stop investing your life energy into becoming a grumpy old git before your time and actually start enjoying life, married life, and everything else that's in it. That last bit, like, I'm bringing it in, like the grumpy old git investment scheme. If you're like me, and I know a damn whole heap of you universally are, it's like this grumpy old git investment scheme. We tend to be men in modern life. And, you know, if I did a poll of wives out there, it's like, which investment scheme? His actual pension financial investment scheme or the grumpy old git investment scheme? Like, which is he investing more time and energy into? Where is he putting more of the lodgements of his energy into growing something? They're like, there's a lot of women out there going, the grumpy old git. I mean, and git, G-I-T. I mean, like, we can say other words, man, and they're just really, really insulting. But, like, we're insulting ourselves as men in this glorious life experience when you actually, if you had a camera and you were looking on at yourself, you know, and you just took your standard day and you were just looking at your body language and listening to the tone of your voice. And if you had a neurophysiological printout of like your stress chemicals and you're like, wow, if today is a good solid indication, like if that's like the average of how I'm showing up in the inner world neurophysiological report of my standard day, and God, that's how I look and that's how I show up, and more particularly if you had the filming of you in the morning when you're with your queen, when you're with your kids, your supposed loved ones. You know, I know my camera, if the universe could come and go something like, what do you call it, Google camera, the only way to do these things were to go around all the roads of the world. Like, if somehow unwittingly somebody had taken footage of myself years ago, and hey, myself of last week, myself of different days, I'm getting overall, it's like up leveling and getting the average mean of how I am emotionally to be, you know, always a little nudge better, a little bit more grounded, a little bit more, but hey, there's always room for improvement. But definitely myself of years ago, man, that would have been a horror story. Like, I really would not want, even now, I wouldn't want to look at that face. I wouldn't want to look at the dead look in my eyes, my smile never reaching my eyes. I wouldn't want to hear that tone of voice that I was using and I felt entitled to use with my queen, with my kids. It would be really stingy, horrible viewing. And I passionately believe that if we're really, we need to get real and honest with ourselves and take it upon ourselves that viewing would not be nice. And it's not even just going back years ago, it's to get real and honest and go, if I had the video footage of myself, of what my kids are seeing, what my queen is seeing, and the tone of voice and all of that in the last week, probably every single one of us would have quite a number of moments of, ooh, God, like, I was coming across like that? You know, and you'd, if we had that video footage, we would it would crack us into a lot more compassion of, yeah, you know, there in that moment I was being awkward with her and I was getting all defensive because she was, you know, not being nice to me. But it's like, man, seeing my face and hearing my tone of voice and what I was saying and like just seeing objective evidence of the message my body was transmitting, we'd have a lot more compassion. I actually think, and this is spontaneous, guys, I'm going, but it's like, would it not be a frightening as fuck social experiment to get like 1,000 of our wives to put a GoPro fucking camera on themselves and take a recording of our faces and our voices and our behaviors, and then we'd compile them all together, and you know, it'd be like the Blair Witch Project. So, like, I'm laughing, and yet there's a tragedy in this, because you blink and 10 years have went past and your emotional set point has been way lower than you'd really ideally want. So this episode, it's into state shifting. It's this idea, and I want to replant these ideas in your mind. The state shifting awareness in my practice has been one of the most supremely effective practice awarenesses as a husband, as a dad, as a human being, to help upgrade, number one, my inner world experience of life. You gotta love yourself enough to go, I'm not going to tolerate feeling grumpy and stagnant and crappy. And, you know, the only reason why we do that shit on repeat the whole time is we have some undealt with entitlement issues from childhood, and we live out this subconscious thing, I'm entitled to people treating me better. You can even caricature it with like an immature, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 year old voice. I deserve, you know, it's like sort of like the 4, 5, 6 year old you stomping your feet in the ground going, I deserve better. And we blink and 3 decades have went by, or for married life, or kids are raised and gone, and then you wake up and going, I've been a grumpy asshole all of that time. And you will be damn lucky if your wife is still there, and if she is still there, you know, it's like unhappily, loyally ever after together. Oh. So we don't want to be doing that. The state shifting awareness is practical. It does depend, like it relies upon your practice of being honest with where you're at in the moment. It's like, what are you feeling on the inside? This is a cluster fuck of, you know, shadow work, and there's so much shame that has been put on us as men that from childhood are beautiful. Like, our nervous systems are functioning perfectly when they don't want to tell the world that we're feeling stagnant on the inside. We don't, like, a part of our nervous system doesn't want to reveal to the world, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling lost, I'm feeling confused, I'm feeling just low energy, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling anything at all beyond supremely happy and confident. So it makes sense. You're not wrong, and your nervous system is functioning perfectly because it was conditioned back in childhood. Yet we need to wake up as the 30, 40, 50, 60 year old self and go, am I going to allow the conditioned patterns of 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago keep writing the script of my day-to-day life? Or am I going to wake the fuck up and actually write it myself, the maturing man? Whatever, you know, we're not responsible for what happened in childhood, but we are responsible for taking the pen back, you know, that we're writing our authentic life with, the author of your own life. That's authenticity. The you of today, and go, I'm going to implement what gives me the most empowering perspective to write a damn good story from now. State shifting is one of those things. What the triggering practice is, and it's probably going to be a triggering practice for a lot of guys, definitely if you're early into this conversation, is getting real and honest with what you're feeling on the inside. And I'm not even necessarily going to an in-depth capacity to articulate, you know, 10, 20, 30 different inner world emotional states. That's for another time, another day, another conversation. Important, but that's not the topic of today. I'm going with, you know, grumpy or stagnant. And anytime grumpy and stagnant, you'll notice emotional states that you're not owning them. Look out for the moments when, you know, your queen asks you, are you okay? And you go, I'm just tired. Just had a hard day. Like my body's stiff. When your mind is reporting within yourself and to your queen and you're excusing not feeling so great on being tired and or there's some physical ailment, there is an unowned emotional state under that every single time. It's a great triggering point for your rational mind. Those of you that are sincerely listening in going, I want to nail this shit. I want to have, you know, I wanted to develop a capacity to actually be a more emotionally literate guy. But you don't know where to start. That's a real triggering point or a point to trigger your awareness of you need to practice. Anytime you're saying to Queen, oh, but I'm just tired. I still can fall into that trap and I try and catch it myself, or Matilda has the permission to, you know, probe gently a bit deeper. It's like, might there be something that you're not owning underneath the exhaustion that you're saying, Mark? And, you know, time and time again, I'm like, yeah, actually what's really underneath it is this other thing. So there is that awareness. Whenever you feel there's a physical thing, a distinct discomfort, a tiredness that you're experiencing, just trust that that's a great moment for a state shifter. You mightn't notice or need to notice that there is an emotional thing underneath it, but the state shifter is still, that's a great time to, if you notice that, then do one of the state shifters. Stagnance, you know, I'm feeling stagnant, I'm feeling grumpy. That might be more accessible to your rational brain to go, yeah, I'm just feeling stagnant, or I'm in grumpy mode. That's one of the most wonderful things you can gift yourself in marriage, is allowing yourself become aware when you're grumpy, when you're feeling off. Until you give yourself internally the permission to go, yeah, I'm not actually feeling so happy, so confident, so bright, so bubbly at the moment. And you can put a label and go, hey, yeah, I'm feeling quite grumpy. That is when your entire married life turns the corner. And that practice, it'll turn the corner if you do it once, but that is a regular practice. That's when your negative karmic load that you're constantly recreating the same shit different day, results of unhappiness, your confirmation bias is like, oh well, just, you can't be happy in marriage because mom and dad were never happy and mom treated dad bad, blah blah blah, and like, you know, piss off to therapy and write your 7 books PhD thesis on your childhood wounds and you'll still be a jackass in marriage. I mean, you don't need to do that. You just know that there's this subconscious thing printing out through you, and it thinks you're entitled to be grumpy. It thinks and it feels empowered being grumpy. It feels empowered, like prodding and poking and putting your shitty, unowned, toxic energy into your family home because it's that hurting 5-year-old. To do this practice, you've got to get real and get the hell over that self. You got to put that egoic self and get over yourself, get humble. So assuming that you can do that, assuming that you've got the sincerity to listen into this and get real with yourself, and you're not going to take the cowardly road of just blaming your wife and kids and life being unfair to you, which is the voice of your hurt, wounded, still feeling entitled 5-year-old. Assuming that you have the sincerity that you want to lean into this and get, like, step into your power as a man. Well, what do you do then when you notice and you acknowledge inside, oh, I'm feeling stagnant? Well, why this is so important to notice that is there's this principle time and time again, and tattoo this into your nervous system. You are having marriage issues. You are having a substandard, not so fulfilling experience in life. And that mightn't be true for all of you. A lot of you are listening in and doing quite a damn good bit better as a result of this. So I'm not taking a prod at you all, but it's helping you guys get real. The only time that you're going to have an issue in marriage, a feeling of lack of fulfillment, of frustration, of stress, of disconnection, of distrust between yourself and your queen, is when for a conversation or a period of time, for an interaction between you or over a longer period of interactions, you have not been practicing awareness of this universal principle in relationships. Your body is transmitting a message and it is evoking a response from your queen. It's evoking a response from your kids. It's evoking a response from the financial world around you. Do people want to give you money or they don't want to give you money? Do people want to give you smiles on their faces or they don't want to give you smiles on their faces? Do people want to shower you with, wow, you're actually really a great man, or nothing? You know, radio silence or direct criticism. Your body is transmitting a message, and this episode is getting into how you become aware, grumpy, stagnant. That's not a high quality message that your body is transmitting. When you go beyond the entitlement of, I'm just going to give the world this because I deserve better and the world should do it for me. It's bullshit. You take ownership of when the quality of your of the message your body is transmitting is substandard. If you're transmitting a message of grumpiness and stagnancy and you're not owning it, you can only evoke, hey, well, what does a grumpy old git deserve? It's not a smile, it's not happiness, it's not anything of that will bring happiness for you. So that's a real awakening practice of humility. So you become aware of that and you go, you're coming in from work, you get up in the morning, you know, the so-called, you get out the wrong side of bed, you realize, wow, I'm stagnant, I'm grumpy, just there's a clusterfuck of shitty thoughts in my head. So you're going down into the kitchen and you stop and you go, okay, well, if I'm feeling this, then I got to do something before pretending to enter the kitchen first thing in the morning, to return home from work, to return home from whatever experience, to be in, you know, you're about to have movie night with your family and you're just caught in that energy, and that's going to permeate and change the texture of the emotional experience for everybody in the room. You are entirely responsible for that. So you notice it. Okay, Mark was annoying me as he always does with these episodes, and he's like, man, I'm feeling that thing he's calling stagnancy. I'm feeling like in grumpy mode. I want to upgrade it. What do you do in that moment? There are plenty of times when it's a really great practice to own the emotion and say, you know, what you're feeling. And then you might have a conversation with your queen, ask her to hold space. You can journal why. And that's all amazing. There are tons of moments, probably more often, it's more apt to go, I'm just going to shake out of this state as quickly as I can and bring my best to the moment, because married life, you can't be treating your queen like she's your therapist on, you know, on repeat going, oh, I need to talk. It's beautiful. And you create a container for that. But in the busyness of day-to-day life, you've got to get on with performing to your best. This is where state shifters come in. Some of the coolest ones I use, you can find your own super cool ones. If some of these are a reminder to use that have heard me speaking about before, I'm imagining a lot of you need a reminder of this as a tool in your toolbox that when you use it, your day-to-day life will get better. One new one that I've brought to, that has been brought to my awareness by my beautiful queen recently is, You know, when I feel grumpy or stagnant and just caught in my head is actually another thing. I'll tend to be grumpy and hard in my overall, you know, that body, the message my body is transmitting when I'm caught in my head. I use an acupressure mat. These are relatively inexpensive. You can jump onto pretty much any of the, whatever your main online shop, or indeed you can get places local to you. If you can shop local, it's an amazing thing. Anyway, check out acupressure mats. From €20, $20, it can go all the way up to 100 and super fancy, and it might last a bit longer. But effectively, it's this mat that you put down on the ground, and you can lie on your back on them. There's different sizes. I like one that I can lie on my back on it, but particularly for the quick turnaround, it's I put it down on the ground, I take my shoes off, clearly, and I initially wearing, I needed to wear thin socks to get on it. It was causing it, like, it was like from my feet being used to, you know, socks and shoes and that protection. I mean, the skin was not, and the skin and the nervous system was taking it as being really intense. I needed thin socks in the beginning. I've worked it to the point now where I don't like having the socks on. I think I just wore socks twice and then I went to my bare feet. I absolutely love it. Guys, I'm telling you, caught in my head, stagnant, just, you know, there's a shitty energy in my nervous system and I just need to get over it. I literally say to my queen, it's like, baby, just before I sit and, you know, sit for lunch, before I sit for breakfast, it's like classic recurring times when I'm going to have, it's going to be much better for myself, my queen, my marriage, my family life to do this. When I'm about to share time with my queen, I'll do it in between calls, in between work calls. I'll pop down the mat, take the socks off. I walk on it for about, I don't know, it could be like, it's about a minute, guys. And I don't know how to describe it, but it like stimulates all the nerves clearly in my feet, but that just gets me out of my head and any stagnancy I'm feeling. I'm not saying this is this miracle thing, but it is, I always feel substantially more grounded after it. 60 seconds, man. Sometimes like it's just 30 seconds. It's a super quick turnaround. It does what it does. You can Google that shit online and find out all the super cool energetic channels it does, the neurophysiology of it all. I'm sure there's a ton of stuff out there. I'm a results-based practitioner. I do nerd out on like mechanisms and why. I haven't had the time on this, and to be honest, I don't care. The result for me is wonderful. There are tons of people doing it. It's a super cool thing to bring into your toolbox. Super simple and relatively inexpensive. My next one is very popular by Wim Hof. A lot of guys out there, like, you know, if you listen into podcasts at all, you've probably, if you haven't heard Wim talking about cold showers, I actually have two things of Wim Hof because they're two separate parts of his approach. There's a lot of people that are using it. Like, cold showers is one state shifter that it's one of the go-to for me. Cold shower, man, again, 60 seconds, 2 minutes of a cold shower. Pop the clothes off, 1-2 minutes cold shower, dry, clothes back on. I mean, I might be four or 5 minutes, job done. It's like a classic time for me is the end of my work day, pop in. You could be coming home, traveling home. You pop in, quick cold shower. You're midway through your evening, you notice, man, you just need to snap out that energy, quick cold shower. You're going to feel reinvigorated. Your every single cell in your body is going to be buzzing after that. It's an amazing thing, and it's a really masculine practice. You know, it's like you have to breathe into the intensity of it. You're going to be reinvigorated. Like, any stagnancy, any grumpiness before, you're just going to have this blast of reinvigoration in your whole nervous system. So the message your body's going to be transmitting is going to be immediately better. The second one of Wim Hof is, if you have a little bit more time, sometimes one round of it, like one round of Wim Hof breath work, you know, it's like rapid, massive, big inhalation, exhalation. You do this on rapid repeat for 30 to 40 times. And then you take a big deep breath in, you hold it, let the air out. That's one round. That's a very ignorant description of it. You can jump onto YouTube, guys. If you stick in Wim Hof breathwork, you're going to be inundated with hundreds of videos out there that has the whole thing guided. You just pop the recording on, lay down in your bed, sit in a comfy seat at home. 5 minutes, like 4 to 5 minutes is one round. You can do, man, if you have, like, do a few rounds if you have extra time. It's a pretty radical, quick turnaround thing. So I was talking to a guy, Brent, from South Africa. Well, not talking with him. He emailed. We had a bit of to and fro, and he mentioned, he's like, Mark, yeah, I Wim Hof, and I get into my evening with my queen and that. Brent has been finding it's really useful, and I've heard other guys. So that's one to work in. Round of Wim Hof breathwork or cold showers. So there's three ideas thus far. Another two that I like, push-ups. Ridiculously quick, super simple to do. If you have it there, if your queen doesn't think it's weird and if you have a good trusting relationship, I'll pop down in the kitchen and I'll just push out, you know, 20 push-ups, whatever I'm feeling. 20 push-ups and, man, I'm back in my body. My heart is pumping. My physiology is on fire and I'm out of my head. I'm not grumpy anymore. You can go to another room, like go to the sitting room if your family is in the kitchen or vice versa. Go to your bedroom, whatever. Doesn't matter. You just pop down. Clearly all of this, I'm rinsing this through an awareness of, you know, what's happening in married life. But like if you're at work, all of these state shifters, they're amazingly powerful things. You know, before that meeting, before you go into work, before you come home, super, super powerful. The push-ups, if you don't have the space for the push-ups or you have a shoulder issue, whatever the hell, man, 50 air squats, could be 20 air squats, it doesn't matter. Again, it's so often, like 90% of issues in marriages, us as men, we get caught in our heads and then we don't know how to attune to our queens. We're rationally interpreting everything and it just riles the living hell out of our queens and they give a shit, you know, karmically, justifiably so, because we're caught in our heads. We're not in tune with them. So all of these rip you out of your caught in your head experience and into your body. You know, 30, 40, 50, could be 100, doesn't matter, man, of air squats. It's super quick. The benefit is you can do it pretty much anywhere. Step out to another room, in the same room. Just say to your queen, baby, I'm not in any space to just enjoy movie night with you guys. Just give me a couple of moments, I'll be into you. Hey, baby, I'm really caught in my head. There's a lot of stagnancy there. I'm feeling pretty grumpy. I don't really want to talk about the holiday season or that conversation. I want to be feeling much better when I enter that conversation. So you'll be safe and it'll be way more conducive what I'm going to bring. So give me a couple of moments. 30, 40, 50 air squats, guys. Turns the whole inner world experience around and you'll come back with a much better perspective. Last but not least, just want to have you guys with as many different practical ideas to bring away from this. Earthing. It's another one like the acupressure mat. I'm actually forgetting if I've spoken about this before. It's something in the last 6, 8, 9 months that has come into my life. Barefoot walking outside. Get outside. There's a super cool documentary. You can check it out. I think it's called Earthing. If you type in Earthing on YouTube, there's the free documentary video, 90 minutes, goes into the science of it, the origin story, forgetting the dude's name. Super cool. Amazing science of like how damaging actually wearing shoes and rubber-soled footwear that has become so common and yeah, the inflammation it causes in the body, blah, 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 blah. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, it's very, very interesting and very worthy of yeah, just knowing what is behind it all. However, from a very practical perspective, if the time of year is okay with you and if you're in wintertime, you don't mind, you go outside, get your feet in the grass, get your feet in like stones outside. The whole electrical system of the body connects with the earth. It's like there's this whole super cool energetic thing. It's based on science, guys. It rebalances and earths your whole body. I think it was a negative ions get to go out of you. I'm actually lost in the science of it. Again, being a results-based practitioner, I think it's cool to know the thing. What I'm ultimately always interested in, does it fucking work? And I find it really beautiful. At the end of a stressful day, during the summer, I prefer, our outside is really mucky as hell during the winter, so I don't like doing it in the wintertime. I'll go out in the field. We have a field or garden. I'll walk down bare feet, feel into the grass. I'll even get down with my hands, and I just feel better. 5 minutes of that, sometimes 10, man, 2-3 minutes, it's enough. You get that visceral feeling of like just re-engage, recharge, a little bit more rejuvenated beyond that stagnancy, that grumpy mode. These are wonderful, simple tools, simple ideas. There's 6. You might have your own list of 100, your own list of 2 or 3. Use them. Coming into landing, it's to be strategic in the practice of them. Remember, if you're feeling grumpy or stagnant, then do one of your preferred state shifters before you enter the experience with your queen. Before you enter the conversation when, you know, it's one of those conversations and it's important that you're fully present. Before, do one of your preferred state shifters before you sit down into whatever family joined together, trying to have a special moment together. Own the grumpiness, own the stagnancy, do your state shifter, and then just enjoy, you know, having a message that's coming through your body that's going to evoke smiles from your family, happiness from your family, nice chat, nice flow, nice engagement, connection with your family. You are in the captain's seat, guys, but you got to wake up to really what the quality is of the message your body is transmitting. This mindset, this if-then practice, and these ideas, these can really radically upgrade that message and upgrade the response you're evoking from your queen, from your kids, from your life. And man, most of them are like less than 1 minute to do, 1-2 minutes, and you're done. Happily ever after. Coming into landing, I don't want to miss the opportunity. This is your last opportunity. This is really the last, at the time of recording, it's the last 48 hours, 72 hours. It's like, there's like 2.5 days to access this fantastic Black Friday weekend offer that I've on. If you make your booking before the end of Sunday 30th of November for a free one-on-one coaching application call with me, and if at the end of that call, you and I are a hell yes to working together, you will access these 2 major bonuses. You will access my ultra effective Heroic Husbands Bootcamp Intensive Coaching Program for only €5,000, saving €15,000 on my new fees that starting from January 1st, 2026. And second, booking in that time frame, you will also receive 1 whole year free access to the Heroic Husband Community and Training Platform. That by itself is worth €1,200. Now is your time. It's literally 2.5 days from the time of recording you have to book that. If you book it, you get those. And it's not only those, like you save €16,200 by booking in the next 2.5 days. Some of you could be in a moment where I was like 6 years ago, where a lot of the guys that have the testimonials on my website were at their moment just before. It could be not only saving €16,200, but saving your marriage, man. I want you to have access to this offer. If you're in that phase of your relationship where you want that high leverage support, there couldn't be a better moment to take 10, 15 seconds of heroic courage. Book that application call. There's no obligations. If you're a hell yes, and I'm a hell yes, man, it's only benefits coming your way. The way of your queen, your kids, and the universe, the 7 generations after you. With that, wishing you all the very best this holiday season, weekend. Enjoy the rest of it. Enjoy time with your loved ones. Those of you that are celebrating, the rest of you, be awesome. This has been in perfect alignment with the mantra of this movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.